Okay, prayer, I guess. I have it already somewhere, but just in case. This, you know, how our understanding of things, not just a little philosophical quirks here and there, but the most important ones, namely that we are all by our constitutional nature parts and parcels of God and devotees of God, and that it's this bhakti, Krishna consciousness, all about being conscious of Krishna all the time, never forgetting Krishna, always remembering how Krishna is everywhere. Everything emanates from Krishna, and therefore Krishna is present here with us as our very best friend and Lord and Master and so on. Which means we can always take shelter of Krishna. At every moment you can sit down in front of your altar and talk to God. And that's what we should learn to do. To get personal towards God, personal to Krishna. He's a person. And just think of any person you want to communicate with, you want help from, and you want to do something for, because that's what love is, right? How can I serve you? What can I do? What shall I do now? And then that's really the most important, what it's all about. And most important for each and every one of us, because that's how we can have completely rich, sheltered, meaningful, love-filled lives. Now, the other understanding there, which I think maybe crept in from certain established religions, maybe here in the West, is more like, no, it can't be that simple. I have to work very, very, very hard for the right organization, for the right leaders, and worship guru, other advanced souls. They are Krishna conscious. They are doing that which we just said. They are the only ones who can do that because they are advanced, and I'm a beginner, and I'm an eternal beginner. That's included in the humility, right? So what I should do then? Well, it's very simple. I just serve the authorities. I work. I partake in programs. I follow principles. I'm a good citizen in the spiritual community, whatever I'm a member of. That's what we fallen, ordinary, aspiring devotees can do. And then eat prasadam. So that's what it tends to become. And this is how religions appear, where they then can turn into that. But it's all about maintaining a temple or a church or whatever, and then inviting people, or go there, take part, give donations, eat, cook, if you're on the servant side there, and have these, how to say, services. But then if we look at it from the other side, I would say the Eastern Asian point of view, the way you normally see things there, this is about a personal path, meditation, yoga, bhakti yoga, connecting with God through devotion and God consciousness. It's something each and every one of us can take up and apply in our own private lives. And whether we are a member of an organization or not, that's not really the point. The point is that we follow the good teachings of the Guru and use them in our lives to make our lives happy and perfect. And then we share that with others as well, doing the good job.